This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
The grammar in Mexico, I made sure that I was like writing down my accent marks and everything, you know. And somebody started the car. So the whole time I was there, I wrote down most of my notes in Spanish and most of everything I could. And just like seeing stuff and reading, I was able to pick it up fairly well. I feel like my, what do they call it? Not my grammar, but my spelling or my writing is very, very decent in Spanish. It's better than most of them, actually. Holy cow, you should see some of the stuff that they write. It looks abysmal. It looks like like elementary kids are writing, and they're like adults, you know. They'll spell like, what am I looking at? They'll spell K, and everybody knows K is like Q-U-E, right? They'll spell it like with a K instead of a Q. They'll mix up S's and C's or Z's, because they all make the same pronunciation most of the time. It's pretty bad. For those of you out there that share this with me, this pet peeve, it's the worst.
Illiteracy is a pretty common thing.
That's probably the word I was looking for.
In 2017. Yeah.
Being able to read is one thing, but being able to write is a whole new ballgame. Because most people can't. Yeah.
And my handwriting's pretty bad, but I can write.
Yeah, I need to work on my handwriting as well. I guess that's calligraphy, right? I could practice that more.
I guess. I kind of like it, though, because then other people can't really read it, but I can. It's secret code.
I feel like I would get into calligraphy with the wrong intention. I would do it to impress other people instead of try to improve my own thing. I'd just like be like, see, look how good I write. You know?
Well, isn't that why we do anything in life?
Pretty much.
Just to impress other people.
We're so selfish.
Isn't that it?
We're so selfish in nature.
Life, man. Yeah.
Not me. Not right now. Remember what I was saying earlier? Nope.
Well, that's just...
I'm the coolest thing right now. Nothing. That's all about me.
I'm so alone. There's no one here beside me.
Exactly. No, dude, there's this girl at Vivint who I think is hitting on me, but I can't really tell because I'm a dumb boy, you know? I'm a stupid male. I can't pick up on those kind of hints, but I'm like 90% sure that she kind of is hitting on me. Because she's come up to my desk like twice now, and my desk has nothing to do with... It's like in a whole other area of the building. We'll see if she's working today. If she comes up today, that will confirm it, and I'll have to ask her out or something. Yeah, otherwise I'm just a dumb male and I can't pick up on those hints. Who knows? I'm probably wrong to begin with. She's like, no, I wasn't hitting on you.
Well, you never know if you don't try.
Exactly. I gotta study this shiz. I gotta get knowing it. I gotta practice. Stupid.
Dating sucks,
man. Yeah, it does. And I don't think it has to suck. I think we just make it suck.
Yeah.
I'm just going to degaff. I'm not going to give a frick. I'm just going to go and I'll be like, hey, you want to go out? Yeah. And when they say no, I'll be like, okay, cool. And then for me, dating won't suck anymore. Except for when I get rejected like 12 times.
It's just not then just it'll okay, suck again. I was joking anyway.
Yeah. God. Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to go out with you anyway. You suck.
Gonna sit over here and watch YouTube.
I'm just gonna do my rounds, then walk out the door. Take away her card badge. You can't come in. Lock her out. But I work here. No, you're not allowed inside.
Just
I wish I could. I'll just break it. Just snap it in half. Order a new one. Pretty good. That'll totally get me the girl. You know?
Yeah.
Just gotta be a douchebag.
You just try the tried and tested method of olden days. You could just smack her with a club.
That's what I'm saying. You just gotta be a douchebag. Girls like douchey guys.
You just gotta be aggressive, bro. Just gotta be aggressive.
You just gotta be a
douchebag.
You just gotta not show any interest in her, and then she'll chase you.
Just treat her like garbage. I don't fucking get that.
That's something I never quite understood. I mean, you see it all over
like shows and shit.
I keep dropping this.
Like, no way. No way that actually works.
I see it on campus.
Who wants to
I see it on campus even. Like, all these, okay, they're total, what do they call them?
Jocks?
No, I'm talking about the girl. She's a total ditz, I think is the word I'm looking for. She's a total ditz in the head, right? And she goes after these douchebag guys with, like, snapbacks on and, like, their hats turned sideways and whatever. They're all freaking douchey, dressed with baggy clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm totally being super generic stereotype, you know, whatever. But you could just tell that they're total assholes, guys, right?
Frat
exactly.
Boy.
You could just totally tell that they're a douche. And they're head over heels for him, like, oh, haha. They laugh at all their jokes and whatever. And girls will act dumb or play dumb around them when they're actually not dumb.
That's actually a thing with, like, online phishing scams, too. Like, they'll try to get money, and they'll say, like, they'll, like, use improper grammar and everything, and it tricks people into thinking that they're stupid, and then they end up, like, taking all your money and shit. It's kind of funny. Yeah.
I could totally see that. Good thing I'm not, desperate, I guess. I get these, I'm not the only one that gets these, but on my Instagram account, they have like, or even Facebook, eventually you'll get like these fake requests from like, from like the super
50-year-old
Photoshop
man living
girl.
In his parents' basement.
No, it's like
thing.
A hot chick, like Photoshopped, whatever, and she only has like two friends.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like it's so fake that it's a 50-year-old man just living in his parents' basement.
Yeah, like, they'll have like two friends. And they've only ever uploaded, like, two photos or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And some of them on Instagram are actual nudes. They're, like, naked. And they'll have, like, body paint saying, go to this website. And I'm like, no thanks. Yeah. Obviously a virus or something. Some kind of old dude in his parents' basement trying to molest me. He's trying to molest me.
You're fingering the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
You fingering the boys.
Stop fingering me. My gosh.
Oh, God.
The world we live in. Just despicable.
Despicable me three.
Kill me. I was done with one of them. And I'm sick of all the minion propaganda. Not propaganda.
One was plenty.
Paraphernalia.
Like, minions are all over the place, but I really don't think they were that popular.
Maybe they were amongst kids,
you know,
like the Frozen.
I didn't see
Anna
it, though.
And Elsa were.
I don't know. I didn't really see the Frozen stuff either, so
oh,
maybe
dude,
it's
everywhere.
What I'm subjected
Children
to.
Children are freaking nuts for the minions. And Minecraft and
oh boy.
Freaking Frozen. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Cars, too.
Frozen
oh my gosh. I guess it's Cars 3 coming out now, right?
Yeah, Cars 3 it's out
Holy
already.
Boop. You should see. Amongst Latin Americans, they're freaking ridiculous over Cars. The little kids are. Yeah, they go crazy for Cars.
Logan loves it. Logan loves Cars.
Yeah.
Even if a car just drives by.
I really like that one scene from the first movie, Cars,
sure
you know?
Saw it.
When the two girls come up to him.
Which
and
one?
You're like, where are your biggest fans? And then they go, ka-chow! And then they flash him.
Yeah.
And he, like, sits there staring at them like a total perv.
Yeah. I love being me.
Oh my god,
this
exactly.
is a Disney movie.
That's
Jesus Christ.
That's my favorite part. Ka-chow!
Yeah, it's just so, like, not Disney. It's
oh my
weird.
Gosh. That was the best. What do they call them? That was the best subliminal message I've ever seen. I can't think of a better one. I've watched a couple of videos on YouTube where they do like a top 10 list of those, or hidden Disney movie messages or whatever. That was one of them.
Yeah.
And then Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Yeah, there's a lot of them from Shrek, actually.
Well, that Shrek wasn't Disney.
No,
Shrek
was just Pixar. I'm just saying, like, they did a top 10 list of, like, movies with subliminal messaging or whatever.
Oh, just, like, animated.
Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah. Or, like, all the Disney, like, cover art. You know, on The Little Mermaid, there's, like, a tower that looks like a wiener. The Lion King movie, like, it spells out sex or whatever.
Yeah.
All those weird little things.
I don't know. I'd have to see it, like, on the actual tape.
Exactly.
Because, like, if you see it in a YouTube video, you don't know if it's doctored or not.
No, exactly.
It could easily be doctored.
So, I've seen Cars, so that's why that one makes me laugh. I've also seen Shrek, so that's another one. But, yeah. Holy cow. I'm still laughing about that one. Ka-chow! That's what they say, right? Because he's a lightning. Lightning McQueen. Oh, I was supposed to watch School of Rock last week, and I didn't. Poop.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to watch it, because we talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah.
My mom actually was... the newest thing my mom got into recently was Snapchat. And she thinks it's just funny. She never, ever, ever snaps anybody. I think she just uses it for the filters on her camera, so that she can take funny pictures and save them to her phone.
Right.
But, She's gotten too obsessed with it because she'll, like, come up and all in your face and be like, hey, do a Snapchat and, like, whatever, right? And where was I going with this? I've already forgot. My mic. Blech! It's making that weird buzzy noise again. So I forgot what I was going to say with the Snapchat. I totally spaced
your
it.
Your mom?
I know, my mom and Snapchat. Oh, my gosh, I don't even know, man. What happened to me? It's gone.
It's gone.
Yep, that's it.
It's gone.
Yep.
Gone forever.
That's the newest thing. My mom, she's obsessed with the Snapchat. I bet it'll come back to me.
I never got Snapchat. That one was weird.
All you do is take pictures of each other and send them to each other and be like, haha, real funny.
Send nudes.
Or send...
Send nudes.
Yeah, that's what it was originally intended for, I guess. I totally forgot what I was going to say. That's like the worst thing in the world. I hate it. Anyway, I'll probably go back and listen to the recording in like 2 minutes when we're done and like figure it out. Oh, I was talking about School of Rock and how I was supposed to watch that and I didn't. And that had nothing nothing to do with Snapchat. Never mind. I give up. Oh, frick, I remember now. Gosh. Okay, we're cool. Back in business. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. So my mom, she's got obsessed with Snapchat, and she was looking through all these GIFs in her messages, because she likes to send those, like, funny pictures to whatever from movies. She was looking through a bunch of Office memes with, like, Michael Scott. And then one of them, like, one obscure one was thrown in there, and it was Jack Black. He was sitting in there. That's what reminded me of it, from School of Rock. And my mom was like, who is that? And I'm like, that's Jack Black. And she's like, no, it isn't. And she kept looking at him. She's like, that doesn't look anything like Jack Black. And I'm like, that's totally Jack Black. And I had to explain it to her that's totally him. I guess she just doesn't know him that well. But that's what reminded me of it, is because she was getting obsessed with her phone, kind of whatever. Looking at GIFs, looking at Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Good old internet culture. Yeah.
It's the best.
Social meets.
It's the best.
It's a great thing. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure social media was a great thing for society.
No. You know, I've strayed from it a lot recently.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I'm still undecided. I don't know.
Because you just recently got back into it, you know?
Kind of.
The
notifications have come back.
Oh, those are the worst. I've been able to keep myself occupied at work for 8 hours without looking at Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat. Instead, I just listen to Pandora and twiddle my thumbs.
Yeah.
And I'm able to keep myself occupied for 8 hours. Most of the time that's spent on Pandora. I'm looking up the artists and like what their background is. Or I'll get on Wikipedia and look up stuff like the origin of hand gestures. like I did that one week. That's where I get some of my inspiration for the podcast.
Yeah, so, yeah.
There's that. My roommate really recommends that I like read books while I'm at work, but I just can't do it because I don't want to be interrupted. I have to get up like every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes to walk around the building.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like read 30 minutes, walk around the building, and then get back and then read another 30 minutes and then have to get back up. I'd rather just sit down and like read for a whole hour or a whole 2 hours. I don't want to do that.
An audiobook.
I guess I could do an audiobook, yeah. I do listen to the podcast.
Or just podcasts.
Yeah. I don't have a...
could listen to more podcasts.
I need to find a good one. You'll Stitcher. Have to recommend some to me.
Use Stitcher. Stitcher's awesome. I like it.
No, I mean like actual podcasts.
Yes, it has ads,
I'm gonna recommend some actual podcasts to me.
Oh, well, JRE, the Joe Rogan Experience. That's a good one. It's like super popular. He gets like 3 million downloads. He has a lot of good episodes. But Sam Harris, the Waking Up Podcast, that one's good. You'd like that one. Your Mom's House. Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky. They're comedians. The comedian couple. It's super funny. That's a good show. It's a good laugh. But yeah, man. There's plenty of shows out there. I mean, anything. Like, even music. People do podcasts for just music. And they just play music the whole time. It's pretty cool.
Gosh, what the heck is wrong with my mic? Oh, well, whatever. That's
He's
an hour.
Really quiet.
Oh, because I turned the gain down.
It was.
I was freaking out over the stupid, weird, magic alien stuff. Yeah, it's freaking me out.
Those kind of aliens?
Yeah.
Reproduce the sound with your vocal cords.
It's the those aliens on Rick and Morty.
Black and black, Jord.
Black and black. And then they just blow up. Yeah.
That show is so good.
I'm so pissed. Why aren't they not releasing season 3?
They need to.
They really need to.
It's June.
They're losing people. They'll never lose me because I'm already hooked really badly. And that's probably what they know. They're like, we can release this whenever we want. They're hooked. They don't care. They'll watch it whenever we release it. We're not going to lose fans over this.
They're just circle jerking.
They're like, we're so popular. We're not going to lose any fans no matter when we release it.
You're so great, Dan.
Great.
You're so good, Justin.
It's like that Game Grumps animated. Game Grumps. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That'll be it. That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
That'll do. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there in the wild. They're like rare Pokemon. The Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there. In the wild. They're like rare